Several years ago, I had the great pleasure and privilege of working as a priest in the Archdiocese of Cologne in Germany. I received the honor of being able to work for then Der Erzbischof Kardinal Joachim Mainzer. And during my time in Cologne, I had the chance to see some of the great cathedral in Cologne in the way that people customarily don't see it. And I was given an opportunity to go way up into the heights of the cathedral. And I remember the person taking me on the tour saying to me, "There are more than 600 steps that we're going to climb. Are you up for this?" And as a typical American, I said, "Where's the elevator?" No, I didn't really say that. I didn't embarrass you. But the fascinating aspect to the tour to me in this magnificent structure that took 600 years to complete, or at least that's what the historians say, from the 13th century to the 18th century, was the fact that I was given the privilege of being on the outside of the cathedral, right where the roof line began, hundreds and hundreds of feet high. The view was commanding and spectacular, but more fascinating to me than this extraordinary panoramic view of the great city of Cologne and the Rhine River was the fact that the artwork at that level was as spectacular as it was on the floor level. That these were artisans who strove to use their gifts that God had given to them with the same resoluteness of heart at the highest levels, levels where they never imagined anybody would even gaze upon their work. They didn't slack or lessen or cheapen efforts in areas of that cathedral that they never imagined would be seen and viewed by other people. I was really moved. In fact, I had just a deeply spiritual experience that the striving at that level was every bit as passionate in the more popular places where throngs of people would come to view stuff. A good lesson to me. Jesus tells us that we are to strive, that we are to strive to enter the narrow gate, that we are to take to heart His way of living in daily life. And we're to do it with a passion, a resoluteness of heart ourselves, not just when people are watching, but at all times. The Greek word that is used in this instance is instructive, and the word is agonizomai. Agonizomai is what Jesus says. It is a agony. Does that sound familiar in English? Agony, right? Same root word. That there's a deep investment of self. In the biblical literature, this same agonizomai is found in some other places in the New Testament within the metaphor of athletic competition. That it's that kind of all-in determination and effort that is required to be successful and to be victorious. And it's that kind of total commitment and effort, the very, very best that we can give, that our Lord is calling us to exert every single day. Now, it's important to remember that in the Christian life, it's always God's grace that empowers us to do this. It's not trying independent of God and showing up and saying, "Here I am." But the striving begins with a humble plea saying, "Lord, I need your help." Just like those artisans centuries ago, they were mentored, they were taught, they were encouraged, they were supervised, enabling them to use so beautifully the gifts that they had received. Just so many of us turn to teachers or to coaches or to mentors or to parents or to grandparents and wisdom figures, asking for help along our way. Not being arrogant and prideful and saying we don't need any help when we know we do, but asking for that and receiving for that and allowing that to be a part of the striving. So it is with God's grace. Always a first turn of humility to the Lord. I don't know if you've seen much of the Olympics. I have happened to tune in at simply the right times. It's a stroke of luck. I never know kind of what's on. And I might turn it on, and boy, have I happened to capture some of the most dramatic moments. And one of those moments was a track and field event last week, a women's race. And in this race, at the very end of the race, it looked like the three medalists had secured their positions. And at the last second, this woman, who was fourth, seemingly going to lose, she dove. This is track and field, not diving. You know, that hurts. It was as if every cell in her body was making one last heroic effort, and she was going to give her very best at that moment, and with the smallest fraction of distance, secured a medal. Happened to, I think, beat out an American athlete, which usually disappoints me, but wow. And I was thinking, that's agonizomai. Exactly as our Lord had intended it, that we avail ourselves of everything we can in the moment to really give ourselves fully, passionately, resolutely. This isn't a haphazard strive to enter the narrow gate. This is a priority in my life and in my relationships and in my home. This is something of which I need help and assistance from others to do it because it's so hard to do. My brothers and sisters, let's take agonizomai to heart. And let's dare to strive and to help one another to strive to enter God's narrow gate.